Okay, we'll start. We're good. Okay, we're at a starting pot. So let's turn to page 3. If you look where, before the towards the bottom of the page, it says La'acher she hisbayar ki hatzadik moshech believe in toroso arichos chayim l'torah. You know, the last part we were talking about, quick recap of the piece so far from Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, was that everyone has malchus, and everyone has to make sure they use their malchus to bring people closer to Hashem, and everyone has a sphere of influence, as we discussed. Now, malchus, as we're going to be explaining, malchus and das are connected in a very strong way. That when you have das, Reb Chaim Brisker, which is felt in Hasbara, is felt in Havana. If you can't, shalom, if you can't explain the idea, you don't understand the idea. Some say, like, I get it. Okay, we'll say it over. If you can't have the, whatever it is, whatever, surely if it's a Torah concept, if you can't explain photosynthesis, lahavdil, you can't explain a concept, you don't understand what that means to say it over, it means you don't really understand it yourself. If you had it clear in your mind, you could communicate it. So das is always the vehicle that gives expression to that. To malchus, which is, again, nothing of its own, but it's the expression of an outward way. Malchus is connected to peh, to speech. So we explained about using the malchus, and a person has their malchus, and then when they learn Torah, that brings the das into it. And that connects, that's the concept of arichas chayim, life, into it, and that affects those even who are connected to them, even though they might not know how they are or in which way, by connecting to the Torah. Umoshech das sheyah yediyah shehashem yisbarach nimtza betocha hastorah, that when a person feels that Hashem is hidden, and there was no greater hiddenness of Hashem than in Mitzrayim, as we'll see. V'hastar shebetoch hastar, the second level is the fact, first one is when you realize you did something, you repeated over and over again, it became permitted to you. But then, a person doesn't realize Hashem is hiding. V'ayde zeh ha-torah ba'atzmo mochicha es eilu shesrachu me'Hashem yisborach, those became distant. But by learning Torah and connecting to it, the new learning, that connects yourself and influences those who are connected to you to come back and recognize Hashem. So now we'll explain. What exactly is that Torah that's hidden in that second degree of concealment? So that's now Ostal. Again, pause. We forgot that we didn't record the first part, but okay, here we go. Vidal. And you should know, by the way, there's a Masorah. Whenever Rabbi Nachman quotes Vidal, that it's coming from the Olam of Atzilus. Coming from these saying very high ideas. And again, we're going to read the words. Preface, we're not going to have any idea what we're talking about, but we're going to read the words. Sh'atram lebesh is toich ha'stor, sh'betoich ha'stor. What is the Torah that's hidden in those places where Hashem is concealed? Right? There's a Torah that's mulubish. Levushim are always something that express. When you're wearing clothing, so that could express, Coach is here in his gear, expresses a certain a referee, a postage, a person who works for the post office, a policeman, a doctor, a fireman, they have levushim, that expresses something about them outside, right? So when something is malubish, it's enclosed, literally as we would translate it, there's something that's underneath there. There's a person behind the outfit, behind the outfit. So what's behind it? What's there present in the Torah that's Hastor shebetoch hastora, hitora gevoa daika. It's the highest levels. Imagine, like, you know, those, like, grandfather clocks that have, like, the pendulum that swings back and forth, right? You have something that's the highest level, but that, because it's so high, it can go down to the lowest places. So again, it's a visual aid. It's not meant to be taken literally, but if you could imagine something that's in the darkest, lowest places. Ironically, it's a simon that came from the highest places, because only something that's so high up can like descend. If it's a 2-inch little thing like on a clock, so then it can go an inch low. If it's 20 feet, if it's 30 feet, it's 3,000 feet tall. So 3,000 feet tall can go 3,000 feet lower. Big tzaddikim can lower themselves to connect to Rishoyim on lower levels. A small tzaddik can help a small Russia. A big tzaddik can help big Rishoyim, right? That's how it goes. It's zelum zedek. You have this. Range, you have this sphere of influence. So ironically, in the place where Hashem seems to be the most hidden, Hastor Shebetoch Hastor, the fact you don't realize Hashem is hidden, in that place that's the highest level of Torah. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Torah Gevoa Daika, it's the highest level of Torah. Hainu Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. The Sisrei Torah is Hastara, right? It's the same Osios. It's the same thing. The secrets of Torah, the deepest levels of that. And I was looking in footnotes and started talking about all these Kabbalistic ideas. I got lost. I could read the words, but like I had no idea what it was talking about. Ki machmas shehi tzrich lehislabesh b'makomis numuchim ka'ela. Because the Torah has to become, again, clothed in these low places. Hayne etza ele she'ovru averos harbe, by the people who have done many, many averos. Averos so much so they don't recognize that there's anything wrong with their lifestyle. Again, we spoke about this many times already throughout learning the Torah. There's people who, when they did something wrong, but at least it bothers them. They have a conscience. They know they're not doing what they're supposed to be. This is what they're supposed to be doing. But again, so they like their conscience nags them. These people don't even realize what they're doing is wrong. And everybody has that bechina at some point in their life. I mean, it could be I'm doing 95% of the things I'm on target on, but there's 5% of my life where I'm living just I don't realize it because it's hastara shibtoch hastara. I don't realize I'm not doing the right thing. Ad shenister mehem Hashem yizbarach v'hastara shibtoch hastara. So Hashem is hidden in that realm. It could be the person's entire life. It could be just a certain realm of their life. It could be their bein alma chaveru. Could be whatever it is. You know, everyone has their own pekalach. Everyone has their own issues. Everyone has their own things they're working on. But it might be that in that area, in the area of tzedakah, in the area of davening, in the area of ches, in the area of limud haTorah, it's nebuch. It's a hastara shibtoch hastara. Al kein choshev Hashem yizbarach machshavos livli. Lahalbish sham in that place, bezahastora pshote Torah. It can't be pshat. It can't be something that again, you know, we say that's so pshat, it's so obvious, right? It can't be that because if something was so clear and so obvious at level, leval yuchel haklipos linok misham harbe, that the klipos could have a yanika. They could pull something from. They could have an attachment to there, you know, like the. The Chassidim say over, you know, you see Jews getting together and they're making a lechayim, so the Yitzhar leaves them alone, because the Satan just looks and sees things like these people are getting drunk, they're not doing anything special, they're giving brachas, you know, lechayim, shalom, tov, they're not doing anything, so he says, I'm going to leave them alone, right? It's really they're doing deep things, but it doesn't look that way. So really, if things were so posh, if things were so obvious, then they could attach themselves to that. In the footnote, he quotes the previous Torah that learned was the Torah of Ayeh, that idea of something called a Maimer Sosum. Again, it's a whole topic. If you remember when Nachman Fried came, he spoke a great length about the concept of the Maimer Sosum, that it's that level where everything comes from, where everything is hidden. So we're not going to go into that right now. Let's turn to the last page. It says, V'yeh pagam godol ma'od. If the Torah would be in these deep places, kind of supposed to be revealed openly, then they could attach themselves, and there would be a tremendous defect and blemish, the result of these unholy things connecting to us. So that's what we started off with, the idea that in Mitzrayim, there was these places of these klipos, and they could attach themselves to it. So if it had to be something that was the deepest level, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodov ha'atzmo, right? Al Kain, who is Baruch Master Umalbish Sham, in that place, Torah Gavoa Daika, that's where the highest levels of Torah are there. Sisri Torah Shehi, Torah Sashem Ba'atmo, that's the Torah itself. Kidei Shlo Yuchlu Haklipos Linok Misham Harbe, they can't get any sustenance. Machmes Goidel HaKadusha, because there's so much Kadusha in that place. Bebechinas Akosu Bemachas Bechoros, as it written, Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That I'm going to pass over the land. V'darshu al kach, we bring the drash Rabbeinu, quoting here in the Haggadah, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach, ani Hashem v'lo acher. So I was looking in the Breslov Haggadah. I remember, years ago, Rabbi Yudin once walked past me and he went like this. Can you see? Oh. He didn't realize that's the graphic design. He thought it was like really like crumbs, matz on top of the Haggadah. But I guess that's the good, we spoke about in Shul about the, well, the Chasam Sofer has a mashal where this person painted a realistic-looking horse. Remember he says over? Mm-hmm. And he just put it like in the marketplace, and everybody was just walking by. And the artist was getting a little bit annoyed. They made this amazing picture, this mural, and everyone thinks, they don't realize how great it is. They just think it's like a real horse. So what he did is he took a little razor and made like a little split, cut the canvas a little bit. So there's a little bit of a tear in it. And so people walking by now, they realized this wasn't a real horse. That was actually a picture of this because they saw the cut. And, wow, what an amazing artist that produced such fantastic, realistic thing. So that's the mashal. The nimshal is Shvi Shel Pesach by Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and everyone just walks on, oh, well, you know, just the sun rises every day, except when there's an eclipse, right? Yeah. Oh, there's an eclipse, you don't see it. Okay, I have my heartbeat, I have my eyesight, and I don't think about all the daily miracles that I'm living with day and day. So it's just, oh, you don't appreciate the miracles I'm doing? You don't realize what an artist I am? I'll make a little bit of a split. I'm going to stop and make like a Kriyas Yamsuf. Wow, there's an artist. There's someone who's doing miracles. And then bring it back, and you realize that every single thing we have, like the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo, that from you have to realize that every single thing that's happening in this world is a miracle. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we saw this, you know, everyone was rushing to check the news right after Shabbos. And the fact that the 300 of the missiles were sent, Baruch Hashem, Nisim v'Niflos, Mamish Nisim v'Niflos. And we Tehillim, someone say, well, Rabbi Moshe Rosenberg sent out something with a story, I guess he'd heard from someone else, that like people in the hospital, and during the surgery, everyone's saying Tehillim, and then the surgery's over, and like the rabbi still stays there afterwards, he's still saying Tehillim. And the nurse, the doctor walks over and says, you know, the surgery's over. He said, oh, I don't have to say thank you anymore? I'm supposed to stop Tehillim now because like the surgery's over? Baruch Hashem, every single missile, 99% of the missiles were knocked down. We don't have to say Tehillim now? It's over with? You have to say more Tehillim now. We gotta, but that's the whole point. The mamasher, we're living with Nisa. You can live your life one of two ways. Either nothing's a miracle or everything's a miracle. That's not my quote, but that's what it is. You either live with them or not. So I was looking in this Haggadah just to see what they talked about here. And it's not so much connected to right here for Nun Vav, but this is in the Breslov Haggadah, what they quoted on this section of the, in there. And the thing says, the human psyche, constricted in earthly existence, cannot normally sustain a direct confrontation with the Creator. This experience is just too overwhelming. The soul is engulfed by its source, by awareness of God's reality. For nearly a year, the Jewish people in Egypt have been undergoing a slow process of purification, of elevation. They witnessed, they experienced the 10 plagues. How would we be affected by such events? Meanwhile, the Egyptians were steeped in black magic. They couldn't see the hand of God. To them, it's just another force used for controlling nature, albeit superior to their own. The more they saw, the more obstinate and oppressive they became. The Jewish people were commanded to slaughter the Pesach lamb, symbol of the Egyptian deity. At the very zenith, the Egyptians loaded zodiacal powers, but the Jewish people were still entrenched in Egyptian ways. These ways had become deeply rooted in their souls, yet there was a difference. In carrying out God's command, the Jews exhibited simple faith. In carrying out God's will, they exhibited contempt for the Egyptians and their powers. In reward, God temporarily cleared the vision. He opened the doors of their perception. Now they saw it. They knew it. It was God himself, not an angel who passed through Egypt that night. It was God himself, not a Sarif, who brought the plagues upon the Egyptians. It was God himself, not a messenger who brought Jewish people to awareness. Now that awareness is this Torah. That awareness is what we've been calling all along, Das. That in Mitzrayim, Das was in Golus. Das is connected to Malchus. There's a Malchus that becomes revealed when a person connects to the level of Das. Okay, the end is off. They experienced the most serene joy. They experienced knowing that God was with them and they were his people. God then closed the doors. He took away that which he had bestowed. The Jews began to yearn 49 consecutive days, day after day. Finally, at Har Sinai, this time in the merit where they achieved through their own yearning, the doors opened again. And that's the reopening of the doors that we now await and yearn. That's a small section from the Haggadah, but I just thought since we're quoting these Pesukim, we should put it all together. Okay, let's just finish off the last part. It says, Ki be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, shesham makom haklipos ma'od. This was the place of tremendous impurity. If you look in the footnote 68 over here, it says, "Piksav yad hanusach." In the written version of the Torah, it says, "Ki be'eretz Mitzrayim shesham hayagodol ma'od ha'astora." Right. So the klipos here is that concealment. And I guess using them, so to speak, either interchangeably, perhaps, or trying maybe I'll bring a different nakuda. Shisrael hay mishukoyim b'memtes sharei tuma. We were at the lowest levels. Al kain sham hay daika melubash mustar Hashem yizborach ba'atzmo. Haynu hatorah ba'atzmo b'li levushim. Haynu toras Hashem mamish sisrei Torah. So in that place where you have to get out of the deepest things, that is where the deepest level of connection can be found. Al kain, therefore, sham daika melubash mustar Hashem yizborach ba'atzmo. Hashem himself is there. Hayne Torah Hashem mamish. This is the deepest levels of Torah, Sisrei Torah, that we know we've said this over many times, that the English word paradise comes from the Hipardes. Pardes, Pei, Resh, Dalid, Samech is the hints for the four different ways of interpreting Torah. And they're not four, they're really all extensions of one. They're learning Torah in just four different ways, but it's not a different Torah. The Peshat is not contradictory to Sod. The Sod is just the depth of the Peshat. So the deepest levels, right? Peshat, Remez, Drash, Sod, Rosh Hashanah, Pardes, that's Sisrei Torah. Sod, the secrets of Torah, that's the deepest level. The Akein, therefore, Daika mehastora shebetoich hastora, in the place of the concealment, of the concealment, kishachoyzer mahapch ledas, now when you find Hashem in that place, which is the whole avoda. Again, if we could like summarize the whole point of this Torah, we're spending weeks and weeks already learning it, the whole point is to find Hashem in every place of concealment, and to realize that Hashem is in that location. And that's even in the darkest places. Sheyodim shehashem yisborach, Aster Sham, he's hiding out in that place. You make the Torah, you bring the Das into that place. That's the place, that's how we reveal it. And this is certainly the inyan of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of getting out of that place where you couldn't, where you're so, you didn't have the Das. You didn't have the Das. As the Rizal says, that the Pesach is the words Pesach. And really, sach is with a sin, but it's interchangeable. The samach, the mouth that talks is malchus. So much of the seder is revolved around speaking. V'higad lebincha, right? To tell the story. Sipur yitzias mitzrayim, halel. Many of the mitzvahs, the mouth can finally talk because das and malchus come together. Malchus is pet. When a person has that das, then they use that and they express it, and we refine the way we talk. There's many. I mean, it's a whole topic by itself. I don't get into right now, but just to realize that that's the inyan and that's the avoda of the whole year in general, and specifically the Leil HaSeder and the night of Pesach is to bring ourselves to a place of das, because the Jewish calendar is not commemorating. Yeah, back in the day, this event happened. It's reliving. It's experiencing the same shefa. Chasam Sofer says like this: the same shefa that came into the world originally on Yetzias Mitzrayim, the same that got the Jewish people out of that place of concealment into a place of revelation, place of geul, into a place of das, that comes into our lives every year again at the Seder. So, Amir Hashem, we should connect to it. We could use Rabbi Nachman's Torah to get us to that place and to ultimately bring us to a place of finding Hashem wherever we are. All right, shalom, everybody. I